Oh my God. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening. Good night. Okay. It's whatever. It's
whenever time you watch it.
Okay.
How you feeling today?
Good. I'm feeling amazing. How are you feeling?
I'm a bit tired today, but I'm hanging in here.
I can tell in your energy.
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right. You gotta get it up. Pump it up. Get it up. Get it. Pump it up.
Oh my God. What is that dance?
Pump it up. Get it.
Oh, my lord. All right, what you drinking today?
All right. Well, still drinking this red.
Not this red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Cabernet.
Okay.
I'm gonna do something different one day, but it's not gonna be today.
That's okay. No judgment.
What you drinking?
I have a little Taylor port.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Money's turn. What's happening?
You got Taylor Port?
Yes, my niece turned me on to it.
Okay, well, just make sure that you drink some water, because you know we in our 30s, so.
I just got a tad bit of it.
Yeah, just a, yeah.
And a lot, I promise.
Sip it. Sip that. Promise. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, who are we honoring today?
Well, Tyler Perry, but I'm going to let you talk about why.
Okay. So, today, I didn't do my intro.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh.
Okay, you got to go back. You got to go back. You got to do it again. You got to do it.
It's like the little pause, like,
oh my God.
Welcome back. Hey, the girl, she did that. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to Tyler Perry.
Okay.
So today we are going to be honoring Tyler Perry for his movie Divorce
in the Black.
Divorce in the Black. We are honoring him because we know that his quality of movies have improved since from the plays to today's, you know,
not to
the wigs. The wigs was wigging in this movie. Okay. All right. It looked like Megan had her own stylist and not whoever Tyler Perry be hiring.
We're not going to do that. We're going to give him his flowers.
Oh yeah. We're going to get there. But okay. What I'm saying is that we're giving the flowers by talking about the improvements of the movies. That's all, you know, because, you know, we saw The Braids.
That's my favorite movie, though. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That's my favorite one.
Take a sip on that one. So it kind of connects to what we're going to talk about today with honoring Tyler Perry, you know, him having his own studio. Him, you know, employing Black actors, really just paving the way and giving Black people opportunities to be successful in the acting business. So we, you know, are giving honors to Tyler Perry, and we are going to also talk about the movie.
Yes, because I think one thing that Mr. Perry does.
Not Mr. Perry.
Mr. Perry, I don't know him, and he like his respect, so I'm Mr. Perry, just in case you meet me one day, Mr. Perry, because I'm gonna expect him to call me Dr. Long when he meets me. But anyway, okay. But one of the things I believe he does well is he highlights, you know, various stories in the Black community, and I feel like he sheds light on a lot of things that we don't want to talk about, you know. And divorce in the Black, you know, it highlights so many different things. One, divorce, right? After being with somebody for so long, mm-hmm. and then you all choose to, or some one person in the marriage choose that they don't want to be together anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Highlights domestic violence, mm-hmm. right? Highlights taking up space, right? One partner takes up more space than the other one, right? Mm-hmm. Highlight settling because you don't think there's anybody better out there for you. Mm-hmm. Right? I think it highlights a lot of different things, but
I think it highlights the church too.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
it definitely does. It definitely does. But let's talk about that first thing because I am confused as to how this lady had them take this man out this casket.
Correct. It's not only just the casket. It's more so of like how he looked when he got out the casket.
His hands.
It was like he was getting dragged. Like, what's going on? The body was warm.
Because he was.
The body was warm.
They had that man like this. Like this.
I wonder how much he got paid. She got paid just to be in the cast and get out.
Now, first of all, now you know I enjoy a good old funeral, and you know,
people just enjoy, bro.
I mean, I blame my mother for that because on Saturday she would drag me around to different funerals and stuff. And I mean, I've been to every type of funeral you can imagine. I've been to it. Okay. Mm. And, you know, I was asking questions because I want to know. I'm inquisitive. I also teach a death and dying course, by the way. So I love death customs and practices. Okay. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I noticed, which this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but I'm just sharing it. Mm-hmm. When they drug him out the casket, you know, they usually cut the clothes down the middle so they could put the clothes on the deceased. His clothes weren't cut down the middle. He had on a whole suit. He had on the whole.
Because he was still alive.
No.
Because he was still alive.
Well, yeah, I was like, and not only that, I have never seen somebody get dragged out of a casket before. Never. I've been to a lot of funerals.
To never see that.
I mean,
I hope to never see somebody get so angry that they're like, forget all decency. Like,
I mean, Mr. Perry, he took the notch on this one because I was done with that.
But the dad was wrong.
The daddy, no, let's get to the daddy. That daddy was wrong for talking about that man. The man was going to hell. Nah.
Yeah.
Yes, what he did leading up to his death. Okay, he was wrong for sure.
Absolutely.
But you talking about, you shouldn't have did that.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like a funeral is just not a place for that. And I feel like if you had those type of feelings about him, then maybe you shouldn't have done the funeral.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because there were people who loved him regardless of what he did.
Right,
so,
right.
That's what the family needs while, you know, burying him is that, like, we're going to pay our respects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
like, if you don't agree or you don't feel like he deserves to have a funeral where he is talked about in a good way, in a great way, or you know, somebody talking about, you know, the stories they had, because I'm sure his brothers
sure.
had, you know, stories that they probably could have told. But that's not what happened. It was more so about, oh, let's talk about this family. That wasn't mm-hmm. the right time nor the right place mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I think that is, you know, like you said, I think it's just a representation of how Black people, there's different type of Black people in our communities.
Yeah.
There are Black people who, you know, live in, you know, certain upper class neighborhoods. There are some, you know, Black people who live in lower class. They live in middle class. Like, we're everywhere. But I think that it also shows how life can life you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows up. Like, that's just what it looks like type of thing. And I just feel like when life throws you certain things, we can't always, as a society, always expect people to rise above or become better. Like, some people are just a product of their environment.
Sure.
You know, because it's the same thing as if somebody grew up in an upper class. We would mm-hmm. expect that you would live a particular lifestyle.
Right.
So I think that the way that she acted was inappropriate, but it also was a representation of what she had been through.
Sure. A lot of trauma, for sure.
For sure.
And I believe Ava's character, who was played by Megan Good, I believe she did want well for her husband and her family. Her father, yes. though, her parents, obviously, it was clear that she didn't want her to be with them. That was clear throughout the story, right? But you can't be fake supportive, right? You can't give them a down payment on a house and ask them, you know, why haven't you left yet? Like, you know, the whole point of being married is to leave your mother and father and cleave to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So she, as a woman, she had to go out and have those bumps and bruises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. And she had physical ones based off of the story, you know, and there's some physical abuse that occurred, but she had to go through that struggle and she had to know when it was time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And even though she didn't want to leave, he forced that upon her. Mm-hmm. And it was the best thing for her, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But he took up a lot of space in that relationship.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, like, I think that it was kind of like fake support, but it was also like they were giving the money to their daughter.
Mm.
And he just became a part of that.
Mm.
And, you know, I think that, you know, Ava, you know, Megan, who played Ava, I think that she did what a lot of women have been taught to do, especially in church, which is when you get married, you're supposed to through thick and thin, through better or worse, you know, and it's like she is doing her quote unquote wifely duties, which is loving him through it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are believing, I guess it's like what we've talked about, you know, not on the podcast, but what we talked about, like, where's the line?
Right.
Like, where's the line of, you know, you're doing so much and giving so much of yourself that at some point it's like you can't look back. You can't look forward. It's like, where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he is not being receptive to anything that you're saying. Like, nothing. Like, he is just out here just literally dragging you and, like, just you're, like, trying to, like, bring heaven to hell. And it's like, what are we doing?
Why do you think, you know, our descendants, ancestors, elders, whoever, why do you think they say, okay, you know, you should stay with your partner through thick and thin? Why do you think that?
I think that it's a lot of things. I think that because if we're talking about the people before us, the women before us didn't have as many options, or they uh-huh. were trying to create more options for us uh-huh. so that we can thrive.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So I think that for me as a single woman, I have questioned and been very curious about, you know, about love. It's like, are we truly loving each other, or are we just doing what we're supposed to do as adults?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, are we truly loving each other, or are we just here for the kids? You know, these are the things that, like, I question when it comes to people being in relationships is that, like, who are you, like, who was Ava truly doing this for?
Right.
Because he was basically he was beating you, he was mistreating you, he was calling you out your name, he, you know, was aggressive towards you, and it's like, at some point, it's like, well, are you, like, what's the driving force of this?
Yeah.
To be in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, money plays a factor. I think power plays a factor. I think that sometimes people stay because, you know, they don't feel like they have any other options, or, you know, they feel like they failed. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to be, there's a status that comes a part of being married.
Mm-hmm.
And so not being married anymore means that you're no longer a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the ultimate goal, you know? So there's so many things that play a factor in why she stayed or why the people before us have stayed. What do you think?
I feel like it's such a complex question that
you asked it.
I don't mean, I think that's because that's all that they know, right? When you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're used to being in a relationship with someone who's like that, you don't know anything. You don't know anything else,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think you're right. I think it does come down to finances, right? I think women of our generation, we are more career driven, you know, have finances, stuff like that. So we don't really have to depend on a man for those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes can also make it difficult to find a partner as well.
For sure.
Because, you know, if we could get on this thing of, you know, I got this, I got that, I don't need no man, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like, well, no. You know, if that's what you subscribe to, but if it's not, then okay, cool, whatever. But for the most part, I think everybody wants to be in love, married, and with their soulmate, mm-hmm. you know? But I don't think it has to always be struggle love either.
Correct.
Right. I don't think it has to be, you know, we got to go through this, that, and the third, and I'm with you for 10 years before we get to marriage. You know what I mean? Like,
correct.
And I think for me, I think I had some of that, you know, in my last relationship where I felt like I had to go through it with him and all that drama. And then I met Lyman and it was like, it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so easy. It was not hard. It was just us. It was just us being us. Right. And even in that last relationship, I remember him saying to me, you don't think it's better for you out there? And that always stuck with me. And I'm mm-hmm. like, why is he saying that to me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally got it. Once I met Lyman, I finally got it. Like, yes, it is somebody much better out there for me. And I'm mm-hmm. so glad I experienced this type of love, because he was not able to give me what I needed. Right.
For sure.
And I had to go through that process mm-hmm. of growing, learning, taking my bumps, right? I'm sure my friends, my parents, people have feelings about those things, but I had to go through that experience, just like Ava had to go through her process in that movie,
mm-hmm.
right? But I said all that to say is love doesn't have to be a struggle.
For sure.
It doesn't have to be.
I think that's the generational curse that's being broken.
Yes.
Hopefully with our generation is that it doesn't have to be a struggle. And I think that people are leaving quicker and earlier because sometimes the older generation will make comments being like, oh, y'all give up too quickly. And it's like, no, you don't give up quick enough.
Right.
You don't give up quick enough, you know?
Right, like, right.
Like sitting here saying that, you know, you went through 10 years of this and, you know, this and that. No, because I guess my thing is that, like, when you like somebody, you really, truly show somebody that you like them.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
it's like mm-hmm. people don't know when to leave when they don't like somebody no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just leave.
I think another thing for our generation is we are definitely more, we can communicate our feelings more.
Yeah, I think we have more of the autonomy to
exactly
express ourselves, for sure.
Because the older generation, you know, they kind of just push things under the rug, and that's fine. But if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm going to have a conversation. And sometimes what I've learned in marriage is that sometimes you have to have a conversation more than once, right? To get a better understanding of that topic or that subject. Because I would get really frustrated with that, you know, very quickly. Like, why are we having this same conversation over again? Mm-hmm. But also you also have to know your partner too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I feel like in marriage, I'm learning that you have to be extremely patient. And you are going to have multiple conversations, right, to really communicate your thoughts and feelings, right? Because you both want to be seen and heard. It's just, are you both willing to be seen and heard?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I think that's the thing, too, like, when it comes to, like, I feel like this movie is obviously extreme, right?
Sure, sure.
But I think that oftentimes people are trying to make it work with somebody who don't want to make it work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you're, like, offering to do, you know, like, oh, we should do this, we should go on more dates, we should, you know, you're suggesting all these different things, let's go to therapy, let's do this, and this person's just like, no, I don't want to do any of that. You know, like, to me, that's more of a more normalized example versus like, this is like really extreme. Like, he was literally a psychopath. Like,
yeah, he was.
Let's be very clear, he's in a DSM. So easy in a DSM
for sure. For sure.
So I think that, you know, I think that we don't talk about compatibility in different areas enough either. And if we're going to talk about problem areas in your relationship or your marriage, I think that should be like the focus. Like, hey, we don't disagree. We're not compatible when we disagree with each other. Like, you like to withdraw. I like to address things. We got to come to a common ground of like, you not feeling like I'm overstepping boundaries and hovering over you to get the answers of why you're upset. And I have to feel like you're not withdrawing and going to walk away from me.
Sure.
You know? And I think that that's the thing that people have to like sit down and be like, okay, well, why is it that we keep disagreeing? Like, why do we keep on having so much friction? But if you have a person who is not willing to do the work, then it's kind of impossible to try to make that relationship work.
Yeah.
So I think that it was like Ava's just like shrinking her. Like, I could see her shrinking herself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
To try to mold and fit. Like, oh, if I address it this way, if I attack it this way, if I do this, if I do that, if I do this, it's like, girl, you're not like, this is not driving you crazy yet. You know? Right. And it's just, you know, him, like, leaving her and going to the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? You know, and her just sitting there looking at him like, are you going to say, no, he left you. Like, he left you at the house.
Well, and that scene, she's like, well, and she told her friend, like, I'm not mad, so you don't be mad. I'm like, let Lyman leave me at the restaurant or leave me at the house. Okay. All right. Let him try.
And that's and that's the thing too. And let's also talk about the best friend. The frustration of loving your friends while they're being disrespected. Like,
what that part?
Loving that your part friends right there. While they're being disrespected. I definitely have been on in both shoes. You know, trying to make a relationship work, trying to figure out like, oh, well, if I just do this, if I do it, all this molding and figuring it out. And it's like, it don't fit. Like, you wear a size 8 and this is a size 6. It don't fit.
I've been right there with you.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you just have to roll with the punches and how like frustrating and exhausting that is. Because she said that she's been dealing with Dallas since high school.
Well, when a friend gave her a list of all the things that he had done to her over the years, it's like, bruh, she keeping record.
Well, the fact that that friend knows is the fact that that friend knows what has gone on says something about their friendship. Because a lot of times people will sit here and just dump once yep. they're like, once the relationship is over, you're like, I didn't even know
right,
half of
right.
that stuff was going on. So the fact that she could make a list is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the fact that her mama found that list, I was like,
wait. The fact that the mama found the list. I mean, the mama was crying. Right.
I wouldn't because, do.
I mean, because let's be honest, we're not gonna tell our mothers all the stuff we've been through. I almost no. did shit. But we ain't we're not about to tell them all the 10,000 things that didn't happen.
Correct. Right.
Because of fear one of judgment, right?
For sure.
And not saying that all parents is judging, I ain't saying that. But you do have parents. It's been 99%. Yeah, you do have parents that will judge, like, I told you you shouldn't been doing that. I didn't tell you know. But again, you gotta bump your head a couple times,
mm-hmm.
right? That's why I believe in having older women in your life outside of like your mom, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. grandmother. So you can have somebody to bounce that stuff off of, you know what For I'm sure. saying? To have like Miss Harvey, she was, when I lived in Chicago, she was one of them. I would bounce mm-hmm. stuff off of her all the time, you know. Miss Tatum, mm-hmm. you know. We had three-way conversations.
Absolutely.
About couple hours at a time. Like, Miss Tatum, let me tell you about what this week.
Okay.
This,
that and the third. I'm on the phone with Miss Tatum. That's your teacher.
Let me tell you what happened, girl, because I need some wise, some wisdom. Now, of sure. course, she done left us. We talk about that another podcast.
That definitely she, needs to do that, so.
Because she definitely left us without telling us. She just died dead and just left us. we can laugh about it now.
We definitely can laugh about it now.
We can definitely and laugh.
Not
before. No, not before. That that's going to be an episode. Because Brianka, when I said Brianka, I got to tell this part. I said, Brianka, I said, Miss Tatum is sick. I'm like, I'm for real. Like, I have not talked to her in weeks. And Miss Tatum didn't do that. You know, I was talking to her every other day, just mm-hmm. about. And Brianka like, no, she fine, girl. She fine. I'm like, Brianka, I'm telling you, Miss Tatum is something is wrong. A couple weeks later, I called her. I said, Brianka. I said, Miss Tatum passed away. she said, what? What do you mean she passed away? I said, Brianka, girl, I tried to tell you.
Girl. I was like, what are you talking about? There's no way.
Your mama. That lady died. I would never forget that. I was like.
What that lady?
That lady died. Yes, she died. But anyway, we'll talk about that in another episode.
Please.
Anyway, to my point of, yes, you should definitely have older, wise women to talk to.
For sure.
When you are going through, you know, those different phases of life with men or, you know, whatever you subscribe to.
And to also just bounce off, I think that also what I've learned is that there's some things that I have just added up on my own.
But you just look at what you...
On my own. Like, sometimes, like, y'all keep on telling me 2 + 2 = 4. And I know that. I know 2 + 2 = 4. You keep on getting 5.
Brianka, I'm done. I'm so done.
I keep getting 5. Why do I keep getting 5?
1, 2, 3, 4. That is a 5. It is 2 + 2. Nate is 4. Where's the
Where's my God.
It's not clicking.
Milo.
Not clicking.
Milo.
But yeah, I was very like, I was like, ooh. It's kind of like, it kind of felt like her mama found her vibrator. Like, that's what it felt like. Oh.
Right? Like, ooh, girl, you was engaged. Girl, I was engaged. Right. And I'm like, yeah, girl. I was like,
you was engaged. You was engaged?
Girl, engaged.
So that was the thing that was just like, and the fact that she just immediately apologized. I think that, you know, our parents want the best for us. And I think that sometimes not giving them real examples
uh-huh.
and not explaining to them boundaries and respect and, you know, reassurance, you know, sure. We also realized, like, you know, they never told her how proud they were. Like, just mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. different things. Now, granted, I feel like whatever we approve, other problems are going to transpire from those things.
Sure.
But mm-hmm. we know that, like, hey, in this space, I don't want this to show up.
Sure.
Yet.
Sure.
You know, so I think that although we want to find love in a man, we also have to understand that there has to be love within our family.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
if you have to show affection, you have to show that, you know, you have to tell people that you have to use all five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
It can't
mm-hmm.
just be, oh yeah, I put a roof over your head, food on your back, and shoes on your feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has
mm-hmm.
to be mm-hmm. more than that. So I think agree. That the emotional aspect of showing love ends up falling in the cracks sometimes, because we're just mm-hmm. like, no, like I show love by making sure you're taken care of.
Right. Right.
And it's like, yeah, like I appreciate that for doing basically what you need to do to not go to jail. But what right. I need is for you to be reassuring, to respect, teach me boundaries, all types of stuff. Like, there's just mm-hmm. certain things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. like just teaching people not to go to the, when you're doing your teachings, in anything, not just in church, but when you're doing your teachers, to not teach the extreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. Be mindful of that.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah. Because so, even the vows do thick and thin. How thick? How thin?
I don't even think I put that in my vow. I didn't put that in there.
Girl, we ain't gonna talk about your wedding. You was out here replacing names with your husband's name. Like, just, that's gonna be episode 2. How about that? Make that an episode.
Speaking of, we just celebrated 2 years of marriage.
Yeah.
2 years. 2 years.
Amen.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Who would have thought? 2 years. 2 years. 2 years.
Girl.
2 years. Doing. Too late. Too dark.
What's wrong with you?
Love you, boo. Love you, boo.
Love you. So, yeah, I was very shocked about that when, but I'm glad that that made them closer.
Sure.
And then the fact that they shot his daddy.
Oh, baby.
They shot that man, just shot that girl daddy.
Child.
I said, oh.
Baby, at the end, she said, it is over. So let it be over. Try me if you want to. Okay.
Listen, you already had to bury 2 sons. You want to bury a third one? Just saying.
Baby. It's better. It's over with. It's over.
It's over. Let's part ways.
Mm. Just like this podcast episode, it's time to part ways. So. So, ladies, know when to leave. Just know when to leave.
Know when
it's time to go, baby. Time to go. Okay.
Also, keep a gun on you.
Some gun, knife, taser, whatever you need. Use it if you got to protect yourself.
Correct.
We do believe in that. We do believe in that.
Wow.
All right, girl. You want to hit them with all the social media
yes.
stuff?
So don't forget to follow us on all the platforms.
Mm-hmm,
Facebook, mm-hmm. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And we are on all platforms for the podcast. Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, all that good stuff. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Till next time. We got 2 more episodes left.
2 more. Oh yeah, 2 more episodes. But we'll talk about that in the last one.
Yeah, we will.
But yeah, so we are excited. And yes, again, we are. You know. Tune in next week.
Next week, episode 7 coming your way.
Woo, 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 woo.
Bye.
Bye.